Hey marketers, if you want to get the latest news, trends, and insights in marketing, advertising, and tech, check out the Adweek Podcast Network. Learn from leading voices across media and marketing with original shows like Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, Marketing Vanguard, and Tech Magic with Kathy Hackle. Start listening now by searching Adweek wherever you listen to podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.
And what's up, everybody? Hope you all had an amazing weekend, and I hope your 2024 is going well. If you've already quit or haven't started your resolutions, January counts as a trial month, so the year has officially started now, so don't feel bad. Anywhom, we are here today to talk to some of my favorite creators. We have the Elevator Boys, and we're talking about creating content with friends, how they even got that name, and just all the things they're up to. You probably have seen them in fashion campaigns and just all over the place. They're everywhere. They have great bops and more bops coming out. They're up to so many things. So if you like content creators, if you want to hang out, love creators and all that jazz, this is the episode for you. So let's get into today and let's have fun. And guys, welcome to the show. How are you?
Really good. How are you?
Hello.
Good, good. Welcome, welcome. Glad to. We finally are here. We're doing it. We've made it.
We're excited. Finally.
It's a pleasure.
Before we get into it, I am just curious, since it's still like kind of the beginning of the year, what were some like top artists, top musicians you guys were listening to last year a lot? Like, who did you have on repeat?
I know Jacobs. he was watching the live performances on YouTube right now.
Yeah, it's so. Like 5 minutes ago. Yeah, a lot of Tate McRae, to be honest.
Yes.
but not only that she's like, she has a great voice and all of that, but she's also very, she's also very inspiring when it comes to her way of making herself one of the biggest pop artists right now. I feel like it's really impressive the hard work she put in last year, and everything makes sense. From the music, over her communication on social media, over her music videos, her styling, everything. I feel like she got a great vibe, which makes every listener really relate to her. So I feel like she's a big inspiration and also just like a good vibe listening to it, I would say.
I agree. I love Tate. Anybody else have any favorites they want to shout out?
For me, it was the Kid Laroi. For sure, he dropped an album, and I really got into Fred again's music. Actually, through the boys.
Yeah.
Showed it to me, and we all went to his concert in London, and I'm a changed man since then. His music is awesome.
I love that.
Like, with my the Spotify rap you get after the year, it's always like a little complicated, because when I have a favorite song, I listen to it like 50 or 100 times, and then these are the top songs, and it switches every week, so there's no like specific like favorite artist.
But maybe I can name one for you, and I feel like for a lot of us as well, before Ben starts to say his one. Sam Tomkinson, he's a great artist. His voice is so insane, something I never heard before. And I feel like every song he sings is just like touching your soul. So he's great as well. Benno, what about you?
Yeah, I'm a lot into German music, but internationally it's still XXXTentacion. In my Spotify Wrapped, it was like almost every song of him. So still him in my heart.
Oh, dang. You guys are going to have to like send me some recs after this because I'm always like looking for new artists to get into. So we'll talk about that later. Before we get into like all the current stuff that you all are up to, I want to take it back to like you guys growing up. Like, who were some creators that you all watched, whether it be YouTube or whatnot, that you all kind of like would watch and get inspired to want to do the same thing, like create content or all that stuff?
Like before we started with the Elevator Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, German YouTubers. But when it comes to international YouTubers, there was always, for me, some vloggers, David Dobrik, and also AMP House, if you know that, boys and girls.
Mm-hmm. I know someone
for me,
Tim was looking up for sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Drop his name. I didn't want to.
Drop his name? No, drop.
For me, it was 100% Jay Alvarez and back then his ex-girlfriend Alexis Ren. When they came out with all their travel videos, I told my mom, this is what I want to do. I want to jump out of helicopters and do content. No, he's actually been a major inspiration for me to start with social media. In fact, I don't think I said this before anywhere, but yeah, he is. I just realized with your question.
Oh, wow.
Like for me, I think I never had someone I was really looking up to before I started social media by my own, because for me, it was like more, I don't know, by accident that social media escalated at some point. And then when all of this TikTok attention happened, I just found myself relating a lot to the Sway Boys, because we had our friends group and we started doing our project, and I felt like, they were doing something similar, which was, or like something very similar, which was already Champions League on TikTok at that point. And it was like a big inspiration to watch these guys, how they just made the people smile with their videos. And yeah, so they were in the beginning like a good inspiration for us, I would say.
I think what we can add like musically is Justin Bieber. I think we all look up to him and saw his music videos and his transformation from a young cute boy into a real superstar into a superman as well. Yeah, we all love his music and he's a big inspiration for us music wise.
I love that. No, I'm a huge believer, so you got my attention now.
Yeah. Are you a
me too.
Are you 52?
Oh, like extremely. Like, I went to the Eras tour. I want to go in Europe, but like, I can't find tickets. So if you guys have a hookup, like, I will fly and meet you guys, and we all go to the Eras tour. Like,
it's huge. It's huge. It's like crazy.
Have you ever seen Justin live?
Yes, he's amazing live. I saw him on the his last tour. What was that? The Justice tour? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the artist who impressed me the most when it came to live performance was the Kid Laroi. I think we saw him twice. And his live performance, I think, is a bit similar to Justin Bieber, the energy he got on stage and how he involves the whole crowd. And he was also amazing, too.
Oh, my gosh. I need to look him. I think he was here in New York not too long ago. But no, I like his stuff. But I haven't really like dug into the Kid Laroi's like latest album. I need to do that. So I'll add that to my
list. You have to check it out. It's like, it's really artsy. You can listen it from the top to the bottom and it just completely makes sense. You know what I mean? And it's an art piece.
No. Okay. MD, I'll def do that. And speaking of which, since we're on the topic, I need Shawn Mendes to drop new music while we're here. Like, I need something new from Shawn Mendes.
he's a really, really sweet guy. The really sweet guy. We met him in, here in Berlin during a Tommy Hilfiger event when he was releasing a collab with Tommy Hilfiger. And we got to talk to him for a bit. And I also, the tips he gave us on the way was like, they were really helpful for us when it also came to our mental health. And I think he's also a big inspiration when it comes to being in the public eye and how to deal with everything.
I love that. And okay, now I want to get into like kind of like current. I know you guys touched on it like a little bit, but how did you guys meet and like how did the Elevator Boys like come about? Like, give me the rundown on like how you guys like got to meet each other and all that stuff.
Tim, shoot.
Shoot. All right. I was waiting for you. That's my part. All right. So we're pretty much all from Frankfurt. So we're five boys. Julian is from Nuremberg, but the rest of us from Frankfurt. Louis and I have actually known each other for 10 years. And then we all of us started social media sort of individually. And then we connected through like a few mutuals and here and there through social media. And like there's been a link up with me and Julian a few years ago. So it kind of randomly we clustered together and became friends and started hanging out as a group. And since we all had TikTok in common, basically, we then also started doing videos together because why not? And then that sort of happened to perform very well. And in the start of our era as being a group, we sometimes went to a shopping mall and shot videos on the rooftop of the mall and also in their elevators. And those videos happened to blow up. So we were like, huh, we'll do it again. And then since the videos after that in the elevator performed very well again, people in the comment section started calling us the Elevator Boys. So that's how the name came about. We never chose it or anything. We were sort of organically branded, if you will. And then one day we thought, all right, why don't we sort of move in an Airbnb for 4 weeks together so that we don't have to meet in my childhood room or on top of a mall. And we moved in for 4 weeks and just kept extending that. So sort of now we live together since 2.5 years. We founded a company and artist management together, and now we're becoming a boy band. So everything sort of happened very organically out of a friendship.
That's so cool.
What is really crazy about it, just to jump in on that, when Tim said that we started moving into an Airbnb for 4 weeks, what we thought, now it's almost 2.5 years living together, not only us five, but also with our cameraman, Jojo, which is insane. And in the beginning, we lived in an Airbnb where at some point, three of us had to sleep in one room. And now to have this crazy journey over the last 3 years with the boys together of living together in LA, traveling around the world, attending crazy fashion shows together, performing kind of at the summertime ball in London in front of 80,000 people at the Wembley Stadium. It just feels like still like a dream day by day. And it's hard to realize how thankful we can be and to be in this situation. It's just crazy.
And so like going back to 3 years ago, and like it's crazy to think that we've all been on TikTok that long. But like what kind of was the inspiration for you guys to all start on TikTok? I know you guys said you all were already on your own journey doing TikTok alone, but what made you guys want to just like get out and like try the app and just start making content?
I think for all of us, it was in the COVID time where we couldn't do a lot. Like me, for example, I wanted to go to Australia at that time after school, but I couldn't because of COVID. So I guess we all had interest in content and filming and being creative in any way. And TikTok came up as a new app. And I think we jumped on that app because of, I guess we got bored in some way in COVID, and then it was just fun and we could evolve ourselves creatively. And then, we met ourselves and could film this cool and funny group content. So that was really, really fun. So we kept doing it and had success with it, but not forced, you know? It was like organic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one... I guess like we all started for fun, so no one jumped on TikTok with the idea of like becoming famous one day or like reaching 1 million or 2 or 10 million followers. So it was just for fun and like organically building up to that huge amount now. And that was also like one of the reasons we formed the group for sure. And I would never like met Jacob or Benne if I didn't start a TikTok like 2.5 years ago.
No, that's true. And like as you guys like started getting on there, how did you find like different creators to connect with? I know like that can kind of be hard to be like reach out to like creators and be like, hey, like I'd love to like work or do a video with you. Like how did that process work?
I feel like we work very, like everyone said before, organically and how it feels natural. I feel like we've never really reached out to someone. We're just like, oh yeah, bro, come on, let's film something. It was just, you meet friends through friends or at events and you just jump on the same vibe and you'd be like, oh, you know what, that's a cool guy or that's a cool girl. And it just clicks at some point. And then it just happens to record something together when it's fun. So everything we do, we just try to really have to join it and nothing force. And I feel like this is one of the parts what made us kind of successful in a way. Because I think all the people who see our videos feel like that it's nothing for us. It's just mostly on the run. And we just like try to submit some good feelings, good vibes to make people smile at home, to forget what they're going through sometimes. So, yeah, that's also when it comes to meeting new creators. It just happens. And we are very open-minded. We don't judge anyone. And we meet everyone on the same level. That's what we preach. And then we get on the same level and the same vibe, and we just like start recording something together.
And when it comes to like deciding on, because I know you guys are both active on like YouTube and TikTok, do you guys have a preference for which platform you like to do more content on, or is it kind of like whichever you all feel is like kind of in the moment?
There are different platforms we use. So we also use a lot of Instagram. And I think I can speak for all the boys that Instagram for all of us is more kind of like a set card, and TikTok is more joyful, more fun, and just like
more random.
We don't take ourselves too seriously on it, you know. We just make way more jokes, or we film each other sleeping, and it's just like, you know, just what happens in real life, how the people or where the people really can relate on. And on Instagram, it's more like artistic in a way, if you understand what I mean. So mm-hmm. I feel like it always depends on which area of your content you are in right now. If you want to be more funny, you know, if you feel funny these days, you'd be more on TikTok. Or if you'd be like, oh, you know what, I got this cool artistic artsy idea, and you just jump on Instagram. So it all really depends on what you feel right now and where do you think that the content also going to perform better.
The screen time is really high on every platform.
For sure.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. my screen time, I don't even want to, it's so bad. Because it's like, you'll be like, oh, I'm just going to watch one video. And I don't know if you guys know about Neil the Seal, the like seal in Tasmania who's like terrorizing his neighbors. I can watch those Neil the Seal videos on TikTok for like hours. It's so bad.
That's fun. What's your average screen time?
Oh gosh. I feel like it's like 8 to 13 hours a week.
Like average per week or like in total a week?
I think that's in total a week. I think that's what it is. Like I can look right now. I'm pretty sure is that high or low? Like I don't know if that's like
I'm just looking on mine right now, and there is a daily average of 7 hours a day. Which is
let me see.
Crazy. It's crazy high.
Why do you have 48 minutes on clock?
That's oh yeah. that's just like a random fact. Julian just explored that.
Wait, I didn't even know you could switch to look a day. Wait, you guys just blew my mind. I only look at the week. I didn't know there was a day tab. What?
But the day tab mm-hmm. is just like weekly, it's daily average, and if you click on day, it's about today. So if you go
my current for week, it says my daily average is 6 hours and 2 minutes, and then today it's only been 45 minutes, which is accurate because like I've been on the go when my phone's been down, so I think I'm doing good, you know.
All right.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hatch, because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming,
to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And speaking of content, like, I feel like you guys kind of touched on it earlier, like, I feel like a lot of people think that, oh, you guys are always like creating content, like you don't need rest. Like, how do you all like balance between like taking breaks, rest, mental health, and all of that within like whether it's creating content or doing different projects?
Yeah, you definitely need a very strict time management when it comes to all that, because we all go to the gym, we all need to eat, we all need to do content at least one or two times a day. Like post on every platform. So without that, we wouldn't be able to manage all that. So for like coming down, taking care of mental health, we take our breaks, but there are long periods where we're not able to do that. So you need to concentrate all your focus on the project and then like look forward to the little breaks.
I feel like it's right now, I feel like the most impactful thing is that we also founded our own company where we just strategize everything when it also comes now to the music, because we're not only typical content creators anymore in any sense. So also a lot of music, working on other big projects, being part of fashion weeks, being part of big events, a lot of traveling, what also costs a lot of time to really move this project higher and even more far as we come so far. And that's also what it kind of makes complicated, because when you do content, you just like try to show the people almost everything throughout your day. And to take these breaks when you don't show something, you really have to set these breaks very well selected, because if you always think about, okay, where can I take the best pictures? Where can I take the best videos or whatever? Your brain is always thinking about it in the background at some point, and to really get your head offline is kind of a hard thing, because you always want to show the people what you do and maybe help them or give them advice, whatever. But we found some breaks in between when we visit our families and when we really detox a bit, also to be more in the moment, to be more present, to enjoy the moment and not thinking about how can I capture this moment on videos and photos. And I feel like we got a good balance now. Like June said, when it comes to sport, we just like have our little breaks to not think about what we should post or whatever, and if that makes any sense.
And a good tip is always like to produce everything in the morning and go to the gym in the morning, stuff like that, so you don't have to think about it the whole day. Also, like meditation helps a lot to like come over this process of always thinking what you still need to do and just do what you're doing right now and just thinking about that project.
No, that's so smart, because I feel like a lot of times like people be like, oh, like you said, like, oh, I'm here at this event, so I got to find the perfect wall or whatever. Like you have to like really have kind of separate that and be like, okay, like I'm here at this thing. Like I don't need to focus about doing a picture or a video. Like I can just be here, be present and not worry about that. And I feel like when it comes to creators and anybody in the creativity space, that's something that we can kind of do a lot of times. We just get so wrapped up in being like, oh, I'm here, I'm doing this. Like, I need to make a video, I need to do this. And it's like, sometimes you need to just like chill and you don't need to do that. And you can't always be on and thinking of a video or something to do.
Yeah, and also like a question I got recently is like, how do you deal with a lot of pressure and the feeling of being overwhelmed? And I feel like what helped me was that I started to think from project to project, from exercise I have to do to the next exercise, and just like to think step by step, because sometimes everything can be overwhelming if you have so much on your plate and you think, how should I be able to manage all of this at the same time? But if you think about that, you can't do everything at the same time. It kind of makes sense that you have to do it step by step. And if you see it step by step, solving one task after another one, it's not all at the same time, and it kind of helps you to reduce this list of to-dos. So if you always think about only, okay, now I can only do this, and the rest are future problems, you don't really stress out that mm-hmm. much at the moment, and just like go step by step. And I feel like this helps to reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed and kind of anxiety at some point.
No, that's a good point. So yeah, just like focusing on like what you're currently working on, and like what was said earlier, like being present, being like, okay, like this is what's going on right now. Like, I'll stress about the other things like as we approach them, but right now, like, that's not what's currently on, like, on task.
Right.
All right. Now I want to talk about music. We have Runaway, which was a fire single. Like, can you guys like tell me anything about like other music and things that you guys are currently working on, or like what we can expect, or like inspo behind the music? Like, I want to hear all of it, all the deets.
Yeah, like we said, our focus right now is the music. So we definitely want to push out as much music as we can this year, and we will. And we have a lot of songs ready, actually. So maybe it will all land in one EP or an album this year. So let's see where it takes us. But we're really confident to push out some music really soon, really, really soon.
And just recently, last week, we went to live rehearsals for 3 days here in Berlin to be ready for some live acts. If it comes to TV shows, if it comes to live acts, maybe we put up for a little concert to be close to all of our fans who are able to stream Runaway on every platform, and they can still do it. So if you haven't listened yet, go for it. You should. It will help you to enjoy your day even more, I would say. And we worked so much on music, and a lot of people, especially I feel like in Germany, sometimes some don't understand that you can just do different things at the same time. And I feel like if you're a creative person and your passion is to be creative, you can be a content creator but also a musician to fulfill your creativity at some point. And we really enjoy writing music, producing music, to have a baby in the end. And we have now, you can correct me, boys, but like around 50 songs, like 54.
Whoa.
Or demos. So we were really producing a lot just to make sure that we can guarantee the quality we want to stand for when it comes to the next single.
We're not releasing every single one of them, but at least some, and the best, of course. Yeah. So we want to take the quality at a high level. So we produce more than we should.
And that's because we also like all really critical with ourselves.
We have five boys with five different opinions. So we all have to be really sure before we release, and everyone should be happy with it. And it seems like we're on a good way right now.
I think that's what we can say. We decided for some songs already with our whole team. I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, and now we have a roadmap for everything that's ahead, which is going to be really, really exciting with really good songs, in our opinion, where we stand behind them, and we can't wait to show them to the whole world.
And actually, other than that, at the end of the year, there's maybe an acting project coming.
Oh. And like, how do you balance like all of that? And then also like what you guys said earlier, like all the different opinions of like all five of you, like, I feel like that's hard. Like, I feel like even just agreeing with one person is difficult, but how do you guys kind of like balance like everybody's opinions and priorities and just all that?
It really comes down to having a great structure, and we're lucky enough that through our artist management, we have built a great team of people that basically full-time manage us. So not only like our, of course, like they handle a lot of the business side, but also on the management side, maybe booking flights or all of the transportation or sort of the conversations with all the different producers and teams and projects. So just like having a great team is like half the deal, basically. So that gives us the opportunity to sort of still be creative in our parts. And also music wise, what I wanted to add is a little bit of background is that we really wanted to take our time until we could ensure the quality and produce a product that we're super happy with, and also produce enough music basically that now when we release a second single that we have more music to come afterwards. So now it's been a little more quiet. We've been in the lab, we've been cooking some songs, and basically once the next single hits, there's a whole roadmap behind that.
Come on, I love that. If you guys could pick like any artist to now I'm like curious, like let's manifest. If you could pick to like open or do a tour with any artist, like who would you guys want to like tour or like open for?
I mean, besides Tate McRae.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I think from my perspective, and also I feel like the taste of some of the boys, Justin Bieber and the Kid Leroy. Also when it comes to the kind of the music, I would say in the end it will end up in kind of like the similar genre, I would say. And yeah, I feel like these two would be a good vibe, not only just like being kind of like a pre-act, but also spending time with them on the tour bus, and I can picture us. So I feel like this would be my hot guess for this one.
I think we all agree on that. Justin Bieber would be really good to look at.
And hang with.
And hang with.
Yeah. And produce music with.
Yeah.
No, I love that. I love that. And I'm here for the Bieber, Tate McRae agenda. I'm here for it. For my last question, like, what advice would you give to creators, anybody who's listening that's like, oh, cool, like, they're friends, they work together. Like, what advice would you give to, like, creators, anybody out there that's, like, working with their friends, but they don't really know how to kind of, like, balance the friendship and the business aspect of it? Like, what advice would you give them?
I feel like it's always... When you ask that question, it's always like the quickest answer would be like consistency and stuff. But I think just to have fun with your content and be really authentic from the beginning, that you really want to continue your content, and that you have fun with it is, I think, the best standards for producing content.
And to also answer your question again, when it comes to producing something with your friends, I think what helped us a lot was just talk. Communication is the key also in our group, because everyone asks us all the time, how can you live together with like that crazy workload for 2.5 years, living at one place, traveling around the world, sometimes less sleep, and you could get on your nerves. Happens sometimes, but you don't always have the same opinion, which is totally fine. But you just got to talk and just communicate. And then in the end, if you talk about it long enough, you maybe get to the same conclusion and you'll be like, oh yeah, maybe I was right. Maybe this way is better to reach our goals where we want to go together. So just communicate. And even if you're not the same opinion in the beginning, but you all have together the same bigger picture in mind, and you set your goals together and just talk about how you will get there. And the intelligence of the group will help find the way to get there, because not everyone is the smartest person when you're alone. But
on your only on your own. But if you're together and combine these great ideas, these different point of views, you're able to create something magic.
And that's like basically what we do, as Jacob said. Like, our main goal is to stay together forever, and like, communication is key. So we have like meetings once a day, and also we do offsites with our team and these and that. So talking about stuff that like, yeah, if you don't like something, just say it right at the time when it happens and not like expand it, because that would be my tip for groups or even like couples creating content and being friends or having a relationship.
No, that's good advice. I think you hit it on the nail. Like, communication is key. Like, if you're not talking it out, like, it's just stuff's gonna build up, and when you could easily be solved if you just pause and talk about like, hey, like, I don't like how we did this, or I don't like how your tone was with that, and just like, just having that constant communication chain open and being able to discuss. No, that's so true.
Maybe to add one last point to this is, I feel like creatives live from other creatives or other inspirations. And when you sit together, that's, I feel like, why brainstorming is so important. And just also when, that's also the communication part, because if you say out your ideas loud and maybe how crazy they are, someone else get inspired by this, and he or she will get the right answer to solve the problem. And it's just like talking about it, brainstorm a lot. However crazy your ideas are, just say them out loud, and maybe someone else gets so inspired by it that you just like, it's kind of like a ping pong doing up the conversation. You need to create it in a group, and I feel like that's what we enjoy. Sometimes we just like get so deep into it, we talk for hours, and in the end we just have a very nice strategy or a nice idea. So just communicate, just get your ideas out, and don't be afraid to say something crazy, because or something that is not possible when you think it for on it in the first second. But even if you're able to think about it, how crazy it ever is, I feel like if you can think about it, you can make it happen in any way. Because in my opinion, I think you can think about something that can't be real. You know what I mean? That makes sense. So just like get it out and you'll find a way to get there.
I love that. You heard it here first, people. but thank you guys so much for being here and sharing us the story, the gems, all the positive stuff.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for the opportunity.
Wow, how great was this episode? If you were like me, you probably took a lot of notes and have a lot of questions and comments. So if you do, feel free to add us at AdWeek across Twitter, Instagram, all the social medias. And we'd love to hear from you all. And feel free to give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. That always helps us. And we can't wait to hear from you all and see you in the next episode. So bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Young Influentials, part of the AdWeek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by Al Manarino, executive produced by Chris Ahrens, and edited by Lane McGibney at Bountiful Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all AdWeek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things AdWeek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at AdWeek Podcast. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code AdWeek, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.